I'm Coral Bowman. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday rejected reports that Russia's security services were behind the poisoning of Alexei Navalny, saying that if they were, the opposition leader would not be alive. Navalny fell ill during a flight from Siberia to Moscow in August and was hospitalized in the Russian city of Omsk before being transported to Berlin by medical aircraft. Experts of several Western countries concluded that the Kremlin critic was poisoned with a Soviet-era nerve agency, a claim that Moscow has repeatedly denied. Speaking to reporters at his annual year-end press conference, Putin said that if the Russian special services had wanted to poison Navalny, they would have taken it to that end. In response to the poisoning, the European Union has imposed entry bans and frozen the bank accounts of six people suspected of being responsible. Navalny has said he will return to Russia once he has made a full recovery in Germany. Japan deployed the military on Thursday to help residents trapped by record snowfall. That has blanketed parts of the country. 10,000 homes have lost power in the north and west. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga called an emergency cabinet meeting and urged the public to be cautious. As local media reported, more than 1,000 cars were stranded on an expressway connecting Tokyo to Niigata in the north. Over 72 hours, a record 2.17 meters of snow fell in Gunma, reports said, while Niigata, famous for skiing, got a record 1.8 meters of snow on Thursday morning. Meanwhile, a third wave of coronavirus infections in Japan forced the first ever cancellation of the Sapporo Snow Festival, whose intricate ice sculptures draw thousands every year. And French President Emmanuel Macron tests positive for the coronavirus and goes into isolation. This is VOA News. The U.S. approval of another vaccine against the coronavirus could be close. A Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, advisory committee is reviewing the Moderna vaccine today. If the committee gives its approval, the FDA would grant the vaccine an emergency use authorization. Meantime, U.S. President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President Mike Pence are set to get the COVID-19 vaccine. The White House says Pence will get his shot on Friday. There was no immediate word on when or if President Donald Trump will get the vaccine. President-elect Joe Biden will be vaccinated sometime next week, according to his transition team. The World Health Organization said Thursday that countries in the Asia-Pacific region are not guaranteed to have early access to COVID-19 shots and urged them to adopt a long-term approach to the pandemic. The WHO's coordinator for essential medicines and health technologies said, while some countries that have independent vaccine purchasing agreements might start vaccination campaigns in the coming months, others could see vaccination begin in the middle or late 2021. Globally, the virus has infected more than 74 million people and killed more than 1.6 million. The Inter-American Development Bank is pledging $1 billion to help Central American and Caribbean nations fight the coronavirus pandemic. The IDB will devote the money to purchasing vaccines, strengthening national institutions distributing the shots, and building immunization capacity. The pledge is in addition to $1.2 billion the bank already mobilized in the region to pay for testing and treatment. The announcement comes as Latin America reports surges in COVID-19 cases and deaths. The Chilean Institute of Public Health authorized the use of Pfizer-BioNTech's vaccine against COVID-19 as new infections in the South American country show a slight but sustained increase. Vaccination in Chile will be voluntary and free. The country will prioritize health workers, public transport drivers, and the armed forces, according to the National Vaccination Plan. The Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine has also been approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. And U.S. prosecutors said a Kenyan-born militant has pledged not guilty to conspiring to carry out a terrorist attack using an aircraft. Cholo Abdullah was arrested in the Philippines last year and transferred to the United States Tuesday to face six federal charges related to alleged terrorism. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.
It's only the Voice of America.